Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, you kids, I want you to listen and listen good. This is Vince Lombardi, Ice Cold Sports Show. Coming up next with your host, the Iceman of Sports, Mike Black, Iceman of Sports. You got it? Okay, we're going to break the huddle on three. Ready? One, two, three, break! What's up, y'all? Mike Black, Ice Cold Sports Show. Thanks, Vince. Thanks, Coach. We're setting it off tonight. I'm glad to be back. And right now I'm trying to keep my dog from biting somebody. Spark, come here. And that's how the Iceman does it. Everybody's off the chain. I hope you had a good week. I'm back, as you know, back on vacation. And again, everything's lovely. I know you guys were looking for me. Some of the uninformed were looking for me, initials starting with I and J. But I am back. Everybody else knew but you. Anyway, I'm back. Mike Black, Ice Cold Sports Show. We're going to talk about everything in sports, okay? That's everything. That's football. Whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about. Starting with my dude. What's he dropping out for? Jason Lerner. Would you get a longer phone cord? Every time this guy calls in, man, he drops in like 2 seconds. Anyway, caller of the evening up was the one and only Lou. Lou,
hello.
Welcome to the Ice Cold Sports Show.
Welcome back.
What's going on, Lou?
Well,
thank you, man.
I think right now the Yankees are a little bit of trouble.
Lou, do the Red Sox have their number, man? I think the Red Sox just have their number.
They do, unfortunately. And it seems like no matter how big a lead is, they always find a way to bite back.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Boston just feels like they know something, and the Yankees are not dialed in.
The most familiar opponent that we have is them. So when you get used to them playing, 20 times a year, you kind of figure them out.
Yeah, but you know what's happening? What we're missing is we're missing the captain. We're missing veteran leadership in the dugout.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If we had our guy, and remember, even when he was there, when he was surrounded with Bernie, with Mariano, with all these guys, he still took the lead. So we really miss Cap. We miss a veteran voice in that dugout. And the guys know, hey, guys, we're still looking good. We're still in it. Don't trip. We still got time. But we have to make all these games count now. Now we have to
make time, but you got to get out there now because remember, it's August, not May.
Right. Yeah, but you know what? Although it's later in the season, you have to impress upon them the fact that every game counts now.
Yes.
So there's no. Take the pressure off, but play to win every game. Don't play to be in the game. Play to win the game. And
right.
And then, two, where's your manager? Where's your manager? What is Boone doing? Is he turning up the heat?
Uh-oh.
We talked about that earlier in the year. Was Boone going to have enough to be able to lead like a veteran manager and not flub it like a rookie manager? Especially times like right now. What is his address going to be? How does he approach a guy? Can he motivate these kids? And so those are the questions we had early on.
I guess not.
Yeah. So those are the burning questions. It ain't over until it's over, man. So I guess they do have a chance. Yeah, I guess they do have
a
chance.
But
they just got to get in the saddle, man. Right now they're not in the saddle. So, Lou, let me do this. Let me get everybody in, then we can talk in depth. Okay, sir?
Of course.
All right. So next up should have been first up. except his phone keeps disconnecting for some reason. Jason Lerner.
Yeah, I'm here, Mike. Mike, Ice Cold Sports. Yeah, I'm going to be getting in a bad area really quickly, but I'm here. I'll tell you about all of me and Isaiah's shenanigans when you bring me back on in about probably 5 or 10 minutes, all right? Me and Isaiah, we hit it up since you were unavailable for us. Thank you.
Right. Okay. All right, Jason.
Welcome back.
Thank you, Jason. Speaking of Isaiah Graham, welcome to the Ice Cold Sports Show.
Hey there.
You and Jason, boy, I tell you, if I didn't know you guys weren't two young men, I think you were two old men.
Well, I'm from Long Island, and I don't know where he's from, but you know, us New Yorkers, man, we stick together.
Yeah, sure, yeah. You're chewing tobacco in your overall shorts, and you're spitting off that porch in the backyard. Yeah.
I know nothing about that, man. I'm not that old.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to play some of these shows back for Drea. Get her response to her son that always tells the truth.
Mike.
We'll get to the bottom of this. And even my next caller, you know, you're always letting him have it. That he's that big
Boney.
Patriot fan on the show. You're always letting him have
it. All right.
I had to hold him back like a pit bull with some of the stuff I shared with him about the your vast array of comments.
Hey, it's all love here. One love, right?
Right, that's right. One love. anyway, hold that thought. Let me get everybody in, and then we'll go back through in depth. Okay.
All right.
Oh, next up is the Bone Man, Bronx finest, Boney Tony from the Bronx.
Yo, Ice, man, what's up, Ice Cold Sports? Listen, this is Boney, straight out the BX. Well, I'd like to say, first of all, Mike Black, it was a great pleasure, man, last weekend, man. We did it up big with the frat. You know, I was glad to see you come over, man, from Texas to come out and hang out with the buzz of the fraternity, man. We really had a great time, man. You know, we just one of those things to get a chance to see you and spend some time with your personal time and, you know, to share the time with the fraternity. And we just had an overall great weekend, man. I really enjoyed myself, and it seems like you enjoyed yourself, too. What do you think about that, Frank?
Yeah, you know, it was an honor and a privilege to let everybody in the frat kind of bow down and kiss my ring. And it really made me feel like the king that I was. Anyway, no, in all seriousness, though, we did have a good time. I saw guys that I haven't seen since Isaiah's grandfather was a little boy. So it's been that long, you know. It's been that long for some of the guys. I mean, seriously, I mean, look, I haven't seen one of the guys since 75, you know. So, great time. But let's talk sports real quick, and then so we can move it around quickly. What do you have on the sports docket so I can move this thing around?
Well, right now, you know, I want to know what's going on with the Giants and the re-signing Odell Beckham. I mean, it's like they're playing around with this guy. They holding up the signing of the contract. I mean, all these other guys are signing big lucrative deals. I mean, what is it? Are they waiting to see what someone is going to get before they decide to give this guy what they think he's worth? What's going on with the signing of the contract? I mean,
okay.
I
in the first place,
they have that out the way by now.
Okay. Let me really. I don't think you're on the right page, but. This is his last year.
You ain't on the right page. It's headline news in New York. What are you talking about? That's what they're talking about in New York.
Okay, well, I'm a fan, so I know maybe probably a little more than you. He's in the last year of his rookie contract. He's slated to make $8.5 this year, $8.5 million. But they are now coming in to negotiate now. So they are negotiating his contract now. It's no drama. They just they didn't rush to it, but they're doing it now. That's all it is. So it's going to be a big deal. I predict he'll get $20 million a year. And that's what they're working on. So it's no real drama, this and that. It's not like he's all like this is his contract year and he's holding out. They're actually going in a year early, dude. I mean, his contract's not up till next year. So, but they're on it. And owner Tish has come to town, and they are sitting down with Odell's agent, and they're hashing things out as we speak.
All right. Well, so real quick, what do you think about this new rule for the helmet situation in the NFL? I really hadn't gotten that down pat. What's going on with that? Can you give me a little bit more feedback on the new rule for the helmets? What do they mean by that? What's going on with that situation?
It's the same rule I had last year, head-to-head, 15-yard penalty and possible ejection. If they think that you intentionally spear somebody with the crown of the helmet, you can be ejected. So it's all subjective. It depends on what the referees or the officials feel your intent was, if you're just being aggressive or if you meant to hurt and maim. So that's the new rules. But let me slide to the top, get everybody in. We still have callers calling in. So let me go down here and bring in another caller. I'll be right back. Area code 917, ending at 5287. You're on the Ice Cold Sports Show. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, Mike? It's me, Showtime Kareem.
Hey, Showtime Kareem. What's popping, son?
Yeah,
how you been?
What's going on, man? I'm been okay, man. You guys had a good time and whatnot. You know, I was talking to Bony earlier today,
yeah,
man. So that was good, yo. You know, I get everybody, you know, back together for the thing. But, you know, I was just calling in because of has this guy been picked up yet, Dez Bryant, with anybody? Because I haven't been
no,
keeping.
No, negative.
Wow,
negative,
yeah.
Negative, not just picked up. But there's no, I don't think I'm panicking if I'm him. Remember, you still got, they could still bring him in anytime during training camp. Figure that they got another month before kickoff. So he can get picked up any time in that month, but he won't have to get caught up to speed as far as playbooks and any kind of alterations or improvements or modifications the offenses have done to that playbook. So it's all going to be new to him anyway. So, yeah, but that's what it is.
Who do you think he might gravitate to?
Oh. You know what? At this point, I don't even know if it's about that. I think it's more about who will extend him a contract. He's already turned down two teams, and it's about who will extend him a contract and when. Now, somebody has a receiver that goes down, they may pull him in really quick.
That's for the injury.
Right. So that's.
But I'm really surprised that he's still been out this long.
Well. It is what it is. I think half of it he did to himself. He didn't have to be out here. He did turn down Baltimore. He did turn down Green Bay. So he wouldn't have been out here this long, but he did turn down two organizations. So that
no,
was
okay,
on him.
Yeah. You know, it was a shame. I really, really, like I said, when we discussed it before, I really would like to see if the Giants could get their hands on him, because that would definitely shore them up in that NFC East.
Yeah, well, you know what? The Giants, they have a few receivers in camp, and I think they like the promise of some of the guys. Again, I think they're really trying to see what they have, and when they figure out what they have, then they'll make a decision one way or the other. But,
yeah,
Green, I'm going to go
know,
to the top.
So.
Let me go to the top of the board so we can give the guys some time, and then we'll be back to you, okay?
All right.
Okay, so let's go. Since Jason was number one and dropped out, and then we went to Lou. So let me bring Lou in first.
I'm here.
Lou.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I just want to mention some of the comments about the new NFL rule, because they said that the Eagles were confused about the rules. So, like, what's with all the confusion if it's really the same as last year?
Right. Well, I think the Eagles a little a little tender because they bore the brunt of some of that stuff. Really aggressive hits and fines. So I think that's why they were a little on the fence as far as trying to get clarification of the rule so that doesn't reoccur this year.
Understandable. I mean, why make the same mistake
twice? And I also think that maybe they were at the forefront of that, that they received a lot of those.
Yeah.
Very aggressive defense. Yeah, so that's why they asked for clarification.
Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, I mean, because, you know, all the new rules, I mean, nobody else was being confused about, so I was trying to think, okay, what are the Eagles' prop? I mean, come on, you're the defending champs, for crying out loud, and you're moaning and complaining with this about the new rules, which really are new. So, like, what's eating you?
Right.
But
right.
There's one every crowd, isn't there, Ice?
Yes, sir. And
yes,
you know that very
course.
Well.
Yeah, well, you know how we Jets fans feel about the Eagles.
Well, hold on,
because, you know, we have, like, a border war between New Jersey and Philadelphia, you know, because
right.
Philly's only, like, a good hour and a half from where we are, and you get that little local animosity once you hit, like, South Jersey. As far as, like,
right.
I'm a Jersey native, so I know, like, every exit in Jersey from the back of my hand, especially North and Southern Jersey. When you hit, like, say, exit 63 South, you start getting into that Philadelphia territory.
Right.
Start picking up more of the Philly atmosphere, the Philly television and radio stations, and, like, you know, I always figure, where do we end, being the Northern side, the Jets, Giants fans, and when do you start bringing in, like, the Phillies, the Eagles, the Sixers, et cetera, you know. I was always thinking, we're in, like, you know, as I drive down the shore during the summer, I'm always curious, you know, where do you find those Philly fans? Like, now I see where it's coming in. When I hit, like, S63 and South, like, okay, now we're in Philly territory, almost.
Right.
So you start to pick it up from there.
Right. When you get down there by Fort Dix, when you can probably pick up Philly radio programming on your radio in South Jersey, I think that's when you begin to get the influence.
A more clear reception. Sometimes I'm lucky I get up here, but when you get more towards South Jersey, you pick it up a lot clearer.
Right. And so that's what's happening when you get down. I mean, and then, you know, let's face it, when you're closer to Philly than you are to, let's say, you know, to the New York exits, I'd say that you're well under the auspices of the Philly influence.
Because the rivalry has been going on, you know, for like the last 80, 90 years, and I always call it like the Turnpike War.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how I refer to it. Whenever, like, the Devils or the Rangers play the Flyers, or, you know, the Jets or the Giants play the Eagles, or when the Knicks play the Sixers, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's always
mm-hmm.
that border war feel that we have.
Mm.
You know, I mean, off the court and on the field, we're fine. We're, you know, we're probably brothers, but... But when you're playing on the court or on the field, oh boy, you don't want to get near each other.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you see somebody, okay, I'll give you an example. If you go to Giants Stadium, MetLife Stadium, I'm thinking old school here, and you're at the Giant game, and you see somebody wearing a Phillies hat or something, like, oh boy, you're going to get razzed.
Yeah,
we're gonna get razzed, booed, chewed up, spit out. Because you know, when it comes to our sports teams, we don't like each other at all.
Right.
Never have, never will.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let me do part two, Lou. We'll just slide to the side, keep it moving.
Sorry.
1 hour tonight. No problem. You're good. You're good. Let's, okay, Jason's dropped out again temporarily. Let's bring in Isaiah. Okay, Mr. I. Isaiah Graham.
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Isaiah, what would you like to talk about this evening?
Well, I got the, when I was off a few days, well, yesterday, I got to watch some of the training camp. So, happy to report, you know, Tannehill's doing good. I'm telling you, man, this defense is going to be real good. But Tannehill took a huge shot by Cam Wake. Cam Wake decked him. And, you know, he was short, took him a little long to get up, but he was fine. As for the receiving group, I really don't know what we have out there yet. I guess until I see preseason and see him get out on the field. But, I mean, we got Danny, you know, but he's like a Wes Walker type of receiver going to play in the slot. We got Jakeem Grant, you know, Mighty Mouse. He's real good.
Right.
And the thing is, with Devontae Parker, he's in his fifth year out of Louisville. He can't stay on the field. I mean, he can play, but he just isn't healthy enough to stay on the field. I mean, this is his last year on his rookie contract, fifth year. So, I mean, he has to do something. And if not, man, it'll be such a sad story because he has so much potential. But I want to see him get out there. I know Jarvis left and everything, but Devontae sure has potential. And he could be that big receiver. I said Danny, Jakeem, and we got some other guys out there, but we got Kenny, of course. So, I mean, we got a talented bunch of guys, you know, and we got Kenny is going to be an all-pro this year. That's without question. He's just that talented. But it's going to be an exciting year.
Good, good, good. Excellent. Okay. Nice. Well, I like to hear that. I like to hear that in the AFC East where you have that concentrated rivalry. You know, it's always so so pitted, you know, between Buffalo, New York, New England, and Miami. You know, every game is a skirmish. You know, every game is bad blood and a border war. And, I'd like to see the Dolphins put the best team possible on the field and kind of upset the kind of balance of power that's been going on with this New England stuff.
But I will say this, as for the fans, I mean, of course we overhype, you know, we overhype some players because they're playing in the spotlight. Example, Dallas, Dak Prescott overhyped, and another guy, and then with all due respect, he played at Penn State. But Saquon is overrated. There's too much pressure on this guy to come out and perform. So, fans, don't be surprised if this guy just, you know, is an average back. You know, he's a rookie, and it's gonna take time for him to figure out the game. So, I mean, just ease the pressure a little bit. This guy is not gonna do well maybe the first 4 to 6 games. So, I mean, you got to give this guy some time.
I think you couldn't be further from the truth, but I think that's your experience talking. This guy's nickname is Tick, Tick, Boom. What that means is he's about to go off at any time. You're going to have to witness that, I guess. But when you see that kind of talent emerging from the college ranks and separating himself from the field of the best the college has to offer, there must be a reason. This guy's the truth. He will display that for you as soon as he gets out there. I think their first game is September 11th. Anyway, we will see then. We'll put all this conjecture and hype to rest, and you will open your young eyes, and you will bear witness to the truth, son, because you have been deceived if you believe that. Right, Boney?
You're absolutely correct.
Wow. Anyway, it's all good, Isaiah. You open your young eyes and close your young mouth. You will learn today.
Yeah.
And if you ain't trying, you ain't what?
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
All right, now go ahead and learn another lesson. That one's bad. All right. Bony, take over, babe.
Yeah, man, I just want to say a couple of things real quick about the NFL, what's going on, that I noticed. My coach, Bill Belichick, went out, re-signed up the guy, Eric Decker, a one-time Jet wide receiver. I'm quite sure you're familiar with him. Isaiah's familiar with him.
Yeah,
we signed
Decker,
him up to a contract.
Broncos.
Yeah, we gave him a contract. I mean, you know, like we always say, Belichick goes out and grabs some guys, man, that, you know, he think that they can help his team and you know, all-purpose player. So, I mean, he went out and got Decker. So that's just one part of the puzzle. Even though he has let a lot of players go over the offseason, I don't know exactly where my Patriots stand this year as far as who they obtained and these releases of these guys, who they brought in. I don't have no idea right now. I have to do my homework, but I'm quite sure Belichick would put something together. I mean, he's not that type of the guy to just let players go and don't bring nothing in. So I'm waiting to find out what's going to happen with that. And also, I've sat back and saw that Jameis Winston for the Buccaneers, they're refusing to re-sign this guy. I think his days is numbered there. I don't know. I just saw a brief bit on that. I think he's done. What do you have? You have anything to say about it? I think he's done.
I don't know that they didn't remember. He was a first-round draft choice. When they drafted him, I didn't see them draft another quarterback. So if he's done with the money you're paying him, I don't think he's making that much on his rookie deal. I don't know who they play in his place. He did wind up with this very embarrassing Uber driver assault stuff. So he's probably not going to get a contract extension as we're talking. At least not now. He's got to show and prove before they just do that, especially on the heels of this controversy. Plus, he's got to keep it clean. Remember, this guy's his whole football career has been controversy. I mean, I think in college he stole a couple of packs of underwear when he was at Florida State. It's a little embarrassing things he does to your program. He's still a kid. He's still doing childlike things. I don't know that organization has had their fill with him. I just didn't see any moves that they would have made to supersede his presence. So he's still there. If they're scrambling, if they're looking for another quarterback, I don't know that there are many, especially in free agency. But we'll have to see how that goes down.
Yeah, I don't know, but I thought they had somebody. I forgot who they had, but I think they went out and got somebody, man. I'm not sure. I got to do my homework on that. But I think they did go out and bring somebody in. They got somebody there because they wouldn't be refusing to sign this dude up if they didn't have nothing in the stash. So I forgot who it is, but there's someone they got there that Tampa Bay went out and got. I'm just not sure who that person is. But anyway, what do you think about Belichick picking up Decker and any other guys that he's trying to put together to form this new England Patriots nucleus? What do you think? I mean, do you have any other names you can throw at me real quick?
No, I don't. I think he felt like maybe he never replaced Danny Amendola, so this was a reach to do that. Remember, he does turn over a lot of receivers. I mean, from Wes Welker, he's been turning over receivers. So, and then he had his one of his main guys go down on a drug suspension, Julian Edelman. So, he's just shoring it up. I don't think there's no magic there. He's just shoring up the receiving core, and I do see Jason is back, so I'll go ahead and bring him in. But that's all I see. I don't think it's anything extraordinary. But just hold that thought. Let me bring Jason in and see if he has anything to add. Jason, welcome back.
Thank you, Mike Black. Hey, so real quickly, you were talking about you just brushed on it, you know, the Giants receivers, Odell's contract. I just kind of want to, you know, pop off just with a few things here that, you know, I feel have some credence and some relevance for going into the next year. We'll start off with the wide receivers. They got to play at least 12 games together, at least, you know, between Beckham and Shepard and Cody Lattimore. He's going to be the number three. Right, Mike?
Right.
Yeah, they got to play. I mean, they have been an injury-prone receiving core, or that organization has had been an injury-prone receiving core for the last 5 years, if probably not more. So going forward, health is a major issue. Beckham is an injury-prone player. Sterling Shepard, he has migraines. He sits out for migraines. Now, part of the problem is, Mike, is Eli Manning. And I will say it this way that I said on another sports show, and I'll say it on yours. Eli Manning puts his receivers in dangerous situations when he launches that ball. He needs to think of player safety where he places that ball to keep his star receivers playing 8 to 12 games as a unit, as a cohesive unit. They haven't been cohesive. They weren't cohesive last year. They weren't cohesive the year before, which leads me to my last thing about Odell and his contract. A lot of people say pay the man. A lot of people say we should wait. Now, I'm going to throw out an old Casey Jones of the Boston Celtics philosophy. His whole thing was with the players, if you don't produce, you don't play. With Odell Beckham, if you don't produce, you shouldn't get paid. He's been injured more often than not. I just kind of wanted to leave it at that and, you know, have you chime in and, you know, address some of the things that I mentioned, and I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Sure, and what I'll say off the top is I think you touched on it just now. His last injury that I saw him get was because Eli Manning threw him a high ball, okay? So to your point, Eli was, in my mind, was responsible for that injury. The fact of the matter is the way he had to go up to try to get it, put himself out there. If he gets hit in stride, and you think about some of the connections between Eli and Odell Beckham that have not only resulted in completions, but that he stretched into touchdowns where he hit him in stride. Those are the kind of connections that have to be made for Odell Beckham to be successful and Eli to be successful. But Eli is hanging guys out to dry and not just Odell. He's got to stop with the high balls. He's got to stop with the knuckle balls. And he's got to hit these guys in stride. I know it's not always possible, but, dude, I mean – throw the ball away. If you know, think about it like this. Am I going to end
Mike,
a guy's career, or should I throw the ball
excellent
away?
Excellent point. Mike, you just made an excellent point. Throw the ball away. Don't throw it in a double. Don't let him extend himself because, you know, Odell will try to jump for it. Throw it away. Just throw it away. Let the down
go.
Right. Player safety.
Exactly.
Player safety. Yeah.
Exactly. And now, with the addition of these improved linemen, maybe that won't be an excuse anymore. Maybe you'll have some time in order to go through the progressions again and play fearlessly back there. Remember, I don't know why he's playing afraid. The guy's never been hurt. So, you know, he should just go through his progressions and let's face it, the addition of Saquon Barkley is going to help out a lot. They can get their running game going. Get the play action pass in the mix, and that's going to really. And don't forget Evan Ingram out there. These guys should bathe. They should bathe in what they're going to be presented with, just because of the improvements on the offensive line. Now, I'm not sold on Flowers on the right side as college position. I heard they brought in another tackle. They got a guy off waivers from Buffalo, I think. So I'm not sure
but they did pick up. Yes, they did pick somebody up. Yeah.
Yes. They brought in the tackle, huge guy, like 6'6", 335. And if Flowers not going to get it done, I think they'll plug that guy in see what he can offer him. But, again, everybody who plays the Giants this year, you're not going to get steamrolled, but you should be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, real quick on the wide receiver position, do you see any undercovers or under the radar big wide receiver at maybe 6'3", 6'4", kind of like Brandon Marshall or Plexico Burress? They are lacking that big possession receiver. Do you see Cody Lattimore is that guy, or do you think they're going to have to find somebody off waivers to fill that big 6'3", 6'4", wide out at the number 3 or 4 wide receiver position?
I think it is going to be Cody Lattimore. Let's face it, they did bring him in. I think they brought him in via trade. They had another kid. I can't think of his name, but they let him go. He had been on
Travis
the practice
Rudolph.
Squad.
Travis Rudolph.
And there was another guy, too. Not, his name started with a G. His last name was with a G. And I can't think of his name right now. But
Isaiah Graham. Isaiah Graham.
Not quite Isaiah. Isaiah was he was still taking timeouts, I think. No, there's another guy. His last name started with a G.
I don't. And, the last guy that got cut was Travis Rudolph. He got cut within the past week.
No, but this guy didn't get – they released him to make a trade, and then – and I think that's how Cody Lattimore got in there. But –
okay.
Let me do some more research on that. And
all right.
But it's going to be interesting. Again, let me bring our people back in, man. We've been having so much fun.
Oh, yeah, we have. Go ahead. Slide to the side, baby. Slide to the side. See
slide
you.
Slide to the side. All right. Go back to the top. Brother Lou. Brother Lou.
Yeah. So, did you actually get a chance to watch the Hall of Fame game last night?
I did. Wow. RG3. I was very surprised. Yeah. Breath of fresh air,
not
brother.
Bad.
I mean, he was not he wasn't the Washington Redskin RG3. But it was surprisingly good, I thought.
For someone who's been out a year and a half, yeah, I'd say he was mighty impressive.
And then on the other side, let's talk about Jackson.
Lamar Jackson?
Jackson's a project, dude. That's going to take a minute. You know, and this is rookie running quarterbacks. They look downfield. They might go through a one or two receiver progression, and he takes off running. That's not going to work in this league. Receivers are way too fast. Everybody's way too fast to let you get away with that on this level. That's not going to work or work well. It's only going to result in an injury to you. So I think that that's going to take a minute. So I think Flacco may have – his job may be safe for a while.
You know, rookies I'm always skeptic about. You know, are they worthy of living up to the hype? I mean, are they going to be able to come through, or are they going to be like a bust and like, oh, what are we doing with this putz over here? So I get a little skeptic when it comes to rookies, especially the quarterbacks.
Well, let me say this, Lou. Remember, I mean, most of the time – the question you have to ask yourself is, that guy fit into your scheme, or do you have to adjust your scheme to bring the best out of him? You've seen that. Now, I say that because look at what's happened to the college game and look at what's happened
right.
to the pro game. The college game has been getting more and more pro-like, and the pro game has been adopting more and more college stuff, i.e. the read option. Now, that's straight out
right.
of college. Okay, so this is if you want to go back to Vince Young, that was read option all day. So, and not just him, but others. I think even Deshaun Watson may have had some read option there at Clemson. And you can go, and of course, Alabama, et cetera. So this is not a new concept, but it has trickled over into the NFL. I'm sorry, I think I said NBA before. It has trickled over into the NFL. And so that's why these quarterbacks can come in and play as soon as they do, because that game really is, of course, a lot more nuances than the NFL game than college. But because they have the receivers doing more things, there's more in the mix in the NFL game, in the playbook, et cetera. So, yeah, so it's not quite. They keep things simple in college. They do have a couple of, pro formations that they run out of. And maybe a couple of pro check downs, you know, to where they can audible out. But, I don't know. I just think that, the pro game is more user-friendly for college quarterbacks coming out. The only thing that really keeps them out, again, is the fatness of the playbook. Goff had to basically sat out a year. Wentz didn't have to really spend much time out at all. You know, he pretty much gravitated to it and got in there and did his thing. So, very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like they're doing a role reversal of some sort.
Yeah, it's just that, the more advanced college gets, the more the pro game just adopt certain aspects of it, and which was surprising to me that they would adopt any of it. But again, there you have it. So, Lou, next time I come around, I'll get your final thoughts, sir.
Thanks.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Isaiah. Okay, Isaiah.
Hey there. I'm still here.
Yes. Okay. All right. We've been talking about the NFL game, the college game, how the college game quarterbacks can basically, some of them can step right in. Some of them it takes a minute as far as development goes. What are your thoughts on that, or do you have any unique thoughts?
Well, I'll say this. I think you guys were disrespecting Lamar Jackson way too much. Nicky just told, I don't know if you watched the kid, but he's from Florida, South Florida. Went to school down here. Went to Louisville, spent his whole, 4 to 5 years there. He was the most complete quarterback in the draft. For you guys to put that analysis out there, I just think it was wrong. But in terms of the quarterback job in Baltimore, I mean, of course, it's going to take some time for him to get used to the pro offense and running the offense like that. And Flacco's going to have the job anyway just because of his name. But at the end of the day, Flacco did not play particularly well last year. And if he plays anything like that, knowing that he has some competition in the 2 and the 3 spot, I wouldn't be surprised if either one of those guys got a shot. But I just think you guys were a little bit too critical on a rookie.
Wait a minute, not
but
just
then,
us.
But then when I call Lamar, when I call Saquon on some overrated, stuff, and Lamar is definitely underrated. I mean, there's a difference there. So
wait a
just want to know if there's a little bias and favoritism towards that. I don't know.
Nah, it is. How could it be bias and favoritism? If he was the most complete quarterback, he would have went in the top 5, where all the quarterbacks.
Nah, that's not true, and you know that, Mikey. That's not true, and you know that.
There's a reason Ozzy stuck his neck out to get him with the last pick of the first round, Isaiah. This guy was so glowing and great, he would have went. Teams have been fighting to get him. So don't talk like
to?
The guy was gold.
What school did
he
go to?
He was not the golden child. What?
He didn't go to Oklahoma. He didn't go to USC.
That has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it at all. The fact of the matter is the guy that went to Wyoming went in the first round. Okay, it has nothing to do with what school you went to. It all depends on your talent level, what your talent level was. The guy's a great runner. Apparently, he's not a great passer. And so in the NFL game, you got to be able to pass the ball and go through your progressions. You saw evidence of that last night, that he was not doing that, trying to take off and run. That does not bode well in the NFL game. But we'll see.
I'll say this, in terms of a guy having the most pro-ready offense that he ran in Louisville, he was the most complete quarterback in terms of being NFL ready, but that's debatable. And for you to say if he was ready, he would win it in any of those slots, we know in past draft history that's not true. But like I say, you're entitled to your own opinion.
Yeah. But there would have been no reason for him to drop if he was all that. No reason to drop. He wasn't on anybody's radar in the top five spots. And nobody even mentioned him. No analysts, no teams, no scouts. Nobody
that's
had
not
him
true.
In the top five.
And you know that, Mike.
Okay.
That's not
well,
true. That's being a little overblown.
He would have got drafted in the top five spots if he was all that.
Well, I'll say this.
That's my
opinion. I'll say this, Mike. I'll say this. In the next few years, when Fluco is out of there, and he's starting to shine like a star, beaming in the sky at night, I'm gonna bring these comments back up to you, Mike. And I don't want you to be like, you know, no one said that or no one did this, Mike. I'm marking the date. I'm marking the time.
Isaiah, the shows are archived, my friend. We can go back to any show at any time.
That's what I like.
All right. Just remember that, and you won't have to remind me. I'll remind you. All right, Boney, come in and clean this mess up, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say it's a mess, Mike. What I am going to say, I'm finally going to agree with something Zeke finally said right, Isaiah. He finally hit something on the head right that I really agree with him about. Jackson, and I spoke to you about this guy's talent in college, and I know Isaiah heard me too on many of shows talk about this guy, man. I thought he was a complete quarterback, man. I don't know why he slipped so low in the draft, because honestly, I thought he would be a number five or even a number four guy coming out of the college in the quarterback range. The guys that are ahead of him right now, I don't think they have no talent, that much talent over this guy, man. I mean, he's going to be a true star, like Isaiah said. I mean, it might take time for him to adjust his game to the NFL speed and all of that, but I think he's going to be a great player, man. He reminds me of a Michael Vick, man. It's just that, you know, he's going to have to learn the ropes of the NFL. But I think he's going to be a problem in the NFL sooner or later. I'm hoping sooner, but I didn't get a chance to see him last night. I can't really speak on what you were saying about how he played last night. But in my book, I think he's going to be one of those quarterbacks that we're going to see in the future, man. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Okay.
Like Isaiah said, everybody got their opinion. So, you know, with that being said, he's a good quarterback.
If you watched the game last night, you would have saw hot garbage. So you didn't see it. You need to see it, and then maybe you'll change your opinion. Last night in the pro game, he was hot garbage. Ask anybody who saw the game.
All right. Well, maybe I'll go pull up some tapes of that and see what happened. But let me ask you a few other quick questions before it's all over with. What's going on in the boxing world? I mean, you know, you ran it down to me the week before. Is anything coming up this weekend that I should know about? Any top fights? Or what's going on with that boxing scene?
Well, the next big fight on the docket is going to be Triple G and Canelo Alvarez, the rematch.
Right.
Look for a bloodbath. That's going to be September. Pay-per-view HBO. It will be a bloodbath. It's going to be a bad intention fight. Canelo's already saying, power, what power? So he's already challenged Triple G as far as his hitting power is concerned. I think Canelo has the advantage because he's got a hand speed, better hand speed than Triple G. So like in the last fight, he can come in and pop him 3-4 times and get out for Triple G
right.
to respond. But Triple
right.
G has a strength advantage where if he can cut the ring off, he goes to the guy's body, his head in his body, and he can neutralize the attack. So let's face it, at the end of the day, it's Triple G's fight to lose, but he's got to assert his dominance from bell 1 to bell 12. He's got to assert his dominance and not let the guy run around and pity-pat him like one of the Sugar Rays. He's going to have to get in there. Basically, he's going to have to do what Floyd Mayweather did, shut him down, and then pot-shot him.
So is this fight here going to accumulate two big paydays for these guys? Are each one of these guys getting a nice big payday here? I'm not sure about the money aspect of it, but are both of these guys looking at get some type of big payday out of this second or third fight? Is there a big payday involved?
Yeah, there's a big payday involved. I don't know what the money is, but yeah.
I know this is their second encounter, so I'm figuring they're paying to see this, so somebody's going to make some loot out of this. I don't know. I'm just saying. I didn't know how much the money are going to be in this fight, you know. So
they both are. Canelo is going to have he's got a whole country behind him. So the pay per view should be up. He's going to make a good payday, and of course Triple G is a champion. He's going to make a good payday. So and it's going to be millions of dollars. It's not going to be Floyd Mayweather Pacquiao money, but it should be decent money. Let me bring in Showtime Kareem, get him in. We got a few minutes on. What, 9 minutes left? Let's still get everybody's final thoughts. Kareem, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, man? Yeah, I just wanted to just reiterate about Boney and his Patriots. You know, I think Belichick is always going to show up his team. I think they're going to take the East, but I don't think they're going to be able to make it back. I think they may have some stumbles in the playoffs, but I think overall they'll take the East in the AFC, and then hopefully a new team will emerge, like maybe my Chargers for the AFC, you know, someone different, you know?
Interesting. Okay. 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 Well, let's face it, the Chargers they're still intact. They still have Gordon at the running back position. Looks good. They're still viable. I mean, they're the L.A. Chargers now.
New environment. So it may give them
a new environment.
A new environment, a new mission.
Yeah, I think that also they don't have the real spotlight on them like the Rams do, because the Rams are expected to be that team in the West. So
yeah,
because
they took the NFC by storm when they moved back.
Right. That knowing that they can go ahead and do their thing with no pressure, really, fly under the radar and do their thing.
Yeah, exactly. And as I'm hoping to see, too, you know, it's been a while since they've been there, you know, 1995 is 23 years. So I want to see them to get back. You know, before we get to see an AFC championship, you know, because I've seen the Giants, so I just need to see this one.
Right, right, right. Okay. Okay. So, I'm gonna go through, get everybody's final thoughts. Jason keeps dropping in and out, got bad connection or something. But, I just want to get everybody's final thoughts now. There's 7 minutes left in the show. So, let me go to the top. Lou, you have any final thoughts, sir?
Well, just that, you know, with now the baseball now going into August, the races are beginning really to tighten up, and I'm particularly keeping an eye on the AL West, as three teams are now fighting for a position. So, if the Yankees lose the next two games, this can get really ugly in a hurry.
Right. And especially with Bryce Harper there looming as far as trade bait or whatever, and the Nationals almost have to move him. Well, we'll see how the Yankees are. And they get
Here's a question for you.
Yes.
If Now, this is, now I know this is irrelevant now since it's already been passed, but if the Nationals were, if they would have traded Harper, would the Nationals have any shot at all being in contention?
It depends on what they get back. And I still want to say no because they're so dug in.
I would say
that
no, too.
I don't think they can't win anybody's pennant. I think that the best they can do is trade for pieces that will bolster them for next season.
I see. Yeah, because I'm like, Harper's been, you know, carrying this team all year, and I thought if they trade him, I think that would be the end. Maybe the end for Washington.
Yeah, but if they trade with a team that has pieces like the Yankees, who could give them pieces and prospects and cash, then that would be interesting. You know, that would be interesting.
Yes, it would.
But that's kind of how the Yankees go. You know, they like big sticks and big players. So,
I know.
And Harper would shine in the spotlight in New York. Anyway, Luke, thank you so much, man, and appreciate it. We'll look for you tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
All right, Luke. Okay, Isaiah.
All right, I'm going to ease up a little bit, but great show as always, and stay smoky, my friend.
Yes, sir, all day. Thank you, Isaiah. You and Jason. Boney, final thoughts, sir.
Yeah, my final thoughts, man, a little quick NBA tidbits, man. The Milwaukee Bucks cut my man Brandon Jennings, man. I thought he was a pretty great backup point. You know, I always liked his skills. You know, I just don't understand why he can't really stick with a team and you know, go on and be the type of player that I know he could be. But anyway, they cut him today or yesterday. And I just thought that he should be able to get a better shot with somebody else. But I like that guy's skills, man, as a backup point. He always reminded me of a Kenny Anderson type. But I hope he gets a shot somewhere else, man. That's my final thoughts.
Okay. All right. That's a good look, man. Appreciate you coming on the show, man, and holding it down. Let's get Kareem. Showtime Kareem. Final thoughts, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, so I just wanted to reiterate about hopefully that this Des Bryant, maybe somebody could pick him up sooner than later so that we can get him in back into the mix of things and see if he can redeem his image a little bit after what happened in Dallas. And then for the Lakers, you know, I'm just hoping we'll see what they can do in the season. They still don't have a good enough team to combat Golden State and Houston, so we're going to see what the Magic has up his sleeve for them.
You know, I like Brandon Jennings in that Laker uniform. I mean, I think he would be a good fit out. I think he would be a good fit out there in L.A. With this revamped roster. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, because it's truly a revamped roster with this Michael Beasley, and you know, you got Stevenson out there, Rondo. So it's like a cast of characters, just to say the least.
Right.
But
right,
I just hope
right.
we don't lose the young guys like Kuzma. I would really like to
right,
see him,
right.
you know, remain and flourish there, and see what he can become as a Laker.
Right. Also, don't forget they also acquired JaVale McGee from Golden State. So they have
an
inside presence now as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, so he's going to be there. So we'll see what happens, man. But like I said, I don't see them going any. They may get to the playoffs, but I don't see them going far, you know, because Golden State
right.
is just still too dominant, and Houston is going to slip in there. And then you still got the Minnesotas and Pelicans in Portland. So, you know, we'll see what's going to happen.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, we got 20 seconds left in the show, 20 minutes. And I just want to thank everybody who came on tonight, Isaiah, Jason, of course, Luke, Kareem, Boney. We'll see you next week. Ice cold. Remember, keep it sports. One love.